good evening. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Jesse Wiza. Thank you for joining us on a Tuesday evening in Lansing. General Motors today launching its Chevy Confidence Program. It includes a love it or return it policy on every new 2012 or 2013 model year vehicle purchase. So why is the automaker doing this? To find out, I'm joined by GM spokesman Jim Kane. Jim, thanks for joining us on WILS this evening.
Thanks, Michael. Glad to be here.
Now, Edmunds.com senior analyst Michelle Krebs wrote very simply that, quote, Chevy Confidence is clearly an effort by GM to clear out 2012 inventory, yet to do it in a way that doesn't scream fire sale, but rather stresses value. Is she pretty much on the money with that?
Well, she's pretty close. The reason we wanted to do this now is we have really transformed the Chevrolet showroom, and a lot of our dealers have transformed their facilities. They've made tremendous investments. So it's our invitation for people to come in and shop Chevrolet, and hopefully a lot of people who've never shopped the brand before come in and have a great experience and don't even think about returning their vehicle.
Chevrolet sold 4.76 million vehicles around the world in 2011. That's a global sales record. It's also had its best ever first quarter global sales so far this year. Now, is the issue that Chevrolet is having these incredible sales, but at the same time, you guys are building vehicles at a record pace also?
Well, sure. You have to keep in mind that the U.S. auto sales in general are still pretty close to recession levels, but Chevy's been growing. And we've been growing around the world in places like China. We've been growing in places, even in Europe, where you hear so much trouble. But the United States is still our powerhouse market. And you know, this is an offer for our customers here in the U.S. And when you look at it, with vehicles like the Sonic and the Cruze and the Traverse, we've really staged a remarkable comeback, and some of those vehicles are built right in Lansing.
Tell me, in terms of percentages then, of the global sales, what percentage of those sales are happening here in the U.S.?
Most of them. I don't have a precise breakdown for you, but the United States is Chevy's home market. And even as we grow in markets like China and Brazil and places like that, we really build the cars where we sell them.
So this program, this love it or return it policy, I'm guessing it's not open-ended. There probably are some fairly tight restrictions on it.
Well, not really. It's a program that we're going to keep in the market until September 4th. And if any time during the first 60 days that you own it, you decide you don't love it, you can bring it back. Obviously, you still have to be current on your payments. And if you've had an accident, that's going to be a problem. But really, we're trying to keep this thing simple. And at the end of the day, we don't expect very many people are going to take advantage of it, because whether you're buying a Corvette or a Camaro or a Cruze or a Malibu, we think you're going to be pretty happy.
I see, but it has to have less than 4,000 miles driven, and it has to be done within 30 to 60 days from the purchase date.
That's right.
Now, I'm guessing if you return a vehicle, you can't just go ahead and grab another one right away, right?
I think you'd have to talk to the dealer about that. If you do return a vehicle, what we're going to do is turn around and sell it as a used vehicle to the next customer, and obviously they'll know it was a return, right off the bat. But like I said, I mean, we did this once before, and fewer than 1% of the people who bought returned the vehicles, and they did for a lot of different reasons. You know, some folks lost their job, and you know, any number of reasons. But there were very, very few. So we have to think that the overwhelming majority of people were thrilled.
I'm talking to Jim Kane. He's a GM spokesman. We're talking about the Chevy Confidence Program just launched today. So is there one Chevy model that is really leading the sales for the brand?
Yeah, we're pretty strong across the board. Our best-selling vehicle, of course, is the Silverado pickup, and our best-selling car is the Cruze. But, boy, if you look at our sales in June, the total company was up 16%. Chevrolet led the way. The Traverse is going gangbusters for us right now. And You know, we used to be a truck company that sold Camaros, or a Camaro company that sold trucks, but now we're strong in small cars, mid-size cars, crossovers, and our traditional SUVs and pickups, which have been a real source of strength for us for so long.
Another Edmunds analyst, Jessica Caldwell, commented that, quote, in June, only 2% of new Chevrolets sold were 2013 model year vehicles, indicating that there's still plenty of 2012 Chevy inventory. Industry-wide, 9% of new cars were sold in June. They were 2013 model year. So is that part of the reason why the campaign's running through the summer to unload some of these 2012 vehicles that are still out there?
Well, this is the normal time of year when you wind down one model year and launch the other, but we don't have an unusual number of 2012 models relative to 2013, so you really don't get going with the 2013 model year until August. So we wanted to move first and get out ahead of the competition and give people just a really attractive reason to come to their Chevy store.
You said this program has been it's been done before. What kind of an increase in sales do you see when you offer this kind of an incentive?
Well, you know, every market is different. You know, we wouldn't have done it again if it hadn't been successful the first time around. It was back in 2009, you know, in the fall when we did it the first time. You know, as we look at the market today, you've got an economy that's growing maybe a little bit slower than everybody would like, but it's growing. You've got a tremendous number of new products out there. You've got gas prices that are pretty low and a lot of banks and credit unions that are extending credit. So it's really a good time to buy a new car or truck. And we just want to make sure that we get as many of those people into our Chevy stores as we can. And the neat thing about it, and when we talk to customers and do research events, we know that people like no-haggle pricing, and they love the ability to come in and, you know, if they have a problem, you know, this program makes sure they're, you're going to be satisfied. That takes a lot of the stress out of car buying. And for somebody who maybe hasn't shopped a Chevrolet store before, this removes all kinds of barriers, and we think it's going to be a real nice way to introduce people to the brand.
Now, Chevy Traverse, as you said, it is built here in Lansing. That particular model, how are sales going for the Traverse, and what are the expectations this year?
Well, the Traverse has been doing great. If you look at GM's crossovers in general, including all the vehicles we build in Lansing and some of the smaller vehicles, those are up 30% in June. And you know, the good news too is, as we get closer to the end of the year, we're going to have a new Traverse. It's just got beautiful styling. So you know, it's a great vehicle for families, and it's doing real well on the market.
Now, you know, you say the economy is obviously a factor in sales. What do you think when you see these jobs numbers that we're seeing that have been lackluster? Is there a concern that things may actually begin to slow down as we get into the second half of 2012?
There's no question about it. We need to see more jobs being created to keep the economy going. But there are some real hopeful signs. It looks like the housing market has hit bottom and is actually starting to gather some strength, and that's fantastic. It's not just for home builders who might buy pickups, but you know, the people who sell the lumber and the nails and you know, the companies that sell home furnishings and everything else. It's such a powerful force throughout the economy when you get housing going. And if you look at every recession that we've had that I can remember, certainly, it's been the auto industry and the housing industry that have brought the economy back. And right now, the auto industry has been doing it more or less alone. So it's great to have a little bit of help.
One last thing. Now, you said that sales here in the U.S. are at recession levels, but when you see this record global sales, this 4.76 million vehicles sold in worldwide in 2011, then is that due to a huge increase in sales in China and Europe then too?
Well, we've been delivering record sales in China for General Motors, and that's been a real bright spot. Our sales in markets like Brazil are starting to come back. That we'd had some real headwinds there for a while. Europe is just really tough right now. Most of the economies outside of Germany are in recession, and they've got some real issues that they have to deal with. But even in that market, Chevrolet has managed to grow. So we think we're doing a real well right now, and everybody should feel confident. And if we can keep creating new jobs and moving forward in this country, and we can get some of the issues solved in some of the other countries, just think what we can do.
The Chevy Confidence Program launching today. That's GM spokesman Jim Kane. Jim, thanks so much for joining us on WILS.
Thank you, Michael.
Next, I'll be joined by the author of a new report that finds that Michigan fourth graders say that their math work is just too easy. We'll try to make sense of that next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.